current state on 90.5 WKAR. Many thanks for joining us here on Wednesday. On last April's Earth Day, the Lansing company Go Green Trikes launched its all-electric vehicle local delivery service. Go Green Trikes is the brainchild of Yvonne Lefebvre. She joined us on Current State's Neighbors in Action this past spring to talk about her earth-friendly service. WKAR's Peter Worf caught up with Yvonne Lefebvre at her Lansing garage on Kalamazoo Street yesterday for a look at some of the vehicles and a quick trip around Lansing's east side.
So what are we looking at here?
This is the ELF. It is a vehicle by Organic Transit. ELF is an acronym for Electric, Lightweight, and Fun.
And this is one of your delivery vehicles. Can you describe it to listeners?
Oh, gee. If you took a Beetle and put it on a tricycle frame, that's pretty much what you're looking at. It's kind of an orange egg of a thing that is a little bit beyond description. You have to kind of see it for yourself.
You're right. It's sort of like a Beetle, or I was thinking on the way over here today because I'd seen a picture of it before. It's sort of half a smart car,
there
maybe,
yeah.
Mounted on sort of a bike frame, or really sort of a trike frame in reverse with the two wheels in front, and then you have handlebars and then a basic frame to attach the body to.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it.
Now, describe the power of this. Is this pedal or electric or both?
It's actually both. It has a battery, small battery, under the seat. It will allow it to go 20 miles per hour for up to 20 miles. It also can pedal for when the battery runs out or, you know, to help the battery go further. It also has a solar panel on the top that recharges the electric.
So is this a custom-built vehicle or semi-custom, or is this basically how it comes out of the factory?
This is how it comes. It's not the starter version of how it comes. The starter one, now if you were to buy it, would be about $5,000. Yep, this is considered the BMW version. It has more gears, a couple more bells and whistles than what the other one would have.
Where's the ELF made?
Durham, North Carolina. Small company called Organic Transit.
Do they make other vehicles?
They're working on a couple other vehicles. One, I think they're calling the Truckit, or they might have changed the name. It's made for commercial deliveries. So we'll see if that one comes to market, but yeah.
So that's the ELF. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to this vehicle. I think this is the one we'll be riding a little bit today.
It is, yeah. This one will allow 600 pounds on the back. Picture a tricycle with a pickup flatbed on the back. And that's kind of what you're looking at. This is the Truck Trike. It is made in Portland, Oregon, Stites Design. And this one is brand new on the market. They've had earlier versions, so this is version 3.2, number one. I got the first one made.
Very good. This is very sturdy and stout looking. I mean, that's a huge frame, maybe like 6 inches thick. And then, like you said, that pickup bed is really the size of maybe a short bed pickup.
It is, yeah. When I get it with a topper, right now it's just a flatbed sort of thing, but with the topper, we're looking at 93 cubic feet of space. So that's pretty much what you're looking at with a pickup truck with a topper.
Right. And the power, this is both pedal and electric as well?
This is pedal and electric as well. A much oomphier sort of battery and whatnot.
So what are we doing right now?
Right now we are setting up a throne for you.
Okay.
The truck trike isn't made for passengers typically, at least not with a flatbed. And I kind of want to make it safe as possible.
So you got kind of a beach chair for me, bungeed to the frame. That looks pretty secure.
Yeah.
I'll sit there.
Yeah, okay, good. You can even do the Queen's Wave.
Well, as we go down Kalamazoo Street. This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Yvonne Lefebvre, the founder and owner of Go Green Trikes here in Lansing, Michigan. We're on the 1700 block of Kalamazoo Street in Lansing. Yvonne, we've had discussions with you before on Current State about Go Green Trikes, so we had sort of an introduction, but we're having a little bit of a tour of your garage and your vehicles today. We'll go on a short ride around. Tell listeners what Go Green Trikes is.
Okay, well, it's a smart local green delivery service using electric assist vehicles. The biggest one we're looking at will hold up to 600 pounds on the back. So yeah, we have a few different vehicles in the fleet. The two that are electric, we've already talked about. We also have a Bakfiet, which is a Danish sort of designed vehicle that has a wooden box in the front and three wheels as well. We also have a cargo bike, actually a couple of them, another one's on the way, and some trailers. The largest one is 8 foot long and will hold 600 pounds by itself.
What are some of the jobs you've done or do on your schedule of delivery?
Let's see, the most consistent client I have is the New Citizens Press. Every other week, I deliver bulk newspapers for them, 1,000 of them, downtown Lansing, anywhere from 25 to 300 at a drop, and there's probably 18 different drops. So yeah, that one's the most consistent. We also do, gee whiz, pretty much anything. We've done a move of one apartment from like a half a mile away to a new location, all by trikes. That was fun.
Well, you're set up here with this flatbed trike to really move a student's apartment quite
exactly.
Quite handily.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's for.
Well, how about a quick ride?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to climb aboard.
Right.
Got my camera.
Careful.
Whoa, okay.
And now I'm
in my cockpit there. Okay.
Push the seat back.
All right. Oh, yeah, I feel very exposed, but secure.
If you can. Truly exposed.
Right. We won't hear anything because it's electric.
Oh, there is a bit of a
there is, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So you're going to start by pedaling to get it going.
Yeah, it saves the battery a bit.
Okay. Now we're moving out of the parking lot. Whoa, okay. That was the battery, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the pedaling brings us up to speed. How fast are we going now? 14.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fast speed on a bike.
Yeah, especially when I'm carrying weight.
Right. You said this goes up to about 600 pounds, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're safe.
We're safe. All right, here we go. All right, we knew we were going somewhere then. How fast did we get up to?
19.9.
19, okay.
Yep.
We're by the swap meet now. That is okay. I'll be waving. Now you're doing some pedaling as we're moving at about top speed, 19 miles an hour. Is that to save battery?
It is. Yeah. It gives me something to do.
Okay. Get a little exercise while you're at it. Nice. Here we are. Made the circle back onto Kalamazoo and heading back to the garage.
And since we're a bike, we're in the bike lane.
Great. Well, 9:20 in the morning, that's the high point of my day for sure.
Yeah, I kind of liked it too.
Beautiful ride. Thanks for that.
Sure, no problem.
You know, it combines the streetworthiness and speed of a delivery vehicle. I mean, I felt like we were very competent in traffic,
yeah.
But the benefits of pedal and electric power.
Right. I mean, we're taking no hydrocarbons, you know, we're just doing carbohydrates.
So what do you hope in the coming months as we get into the remainder of the summer and the fall for Go Green Trikes?
Well, you know, we're starting to develop some relationships with other businesses, like Move In, Move Out MSU is a new company that's trying to start, and we're trying to develop a relationship with them to help them out. So be able to help students,
yeah.
You know. There's a lot of different ways that this could be of use to the community, and we're looking to see what those are.
Yvonne Lefebvre is the founder and owner of Go Green Trikes in Lansing, Michigan. Yvonne, thanks for the description of your company and the beautiful ride this morning.
My pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
This I like.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the possibilities with this, I mean, they're